This is KCUR 89.3. One in every 5 calories people around the world eat comes from just one grain, wheat. And for generations, the U.S. led the world in wheat exports. But as KCUR's Frank Morris reports, that's changed, and maybe for good.
Wheat is not something you want to run out of. Wheat shortages helped spark the bloody French Revolution and the Arab Spring. But out in western Kansas this year, there is plenty of wheat. Farmer John Thamer is wading into a rolling field of green, belly-high wheat stretching to the horizon.
You get it when it's tall like this and you get a little breeze, it's a pretty sight. You know, wheat is a pretty crop. It's not all that profitable, but it is a pretty crop.
Across the Great Plains, the wheat crop looks terrific, but prices are in the dirt. Wheat is trading at about half what it was this time 2 years ago, the lowest it's been in a decade. Thamer and lots of other wheat farmers are turning to alternative crops like milo and alfalfa.
I'm probably growing 30% less wheat than what my dad did. You know, that used to be the thing. You planted wheat, and then you planted wheat. And if you had a good field for milo, you planted some milo, but you planted wheat.
And American farmers used to ship lots of surplus wheat around the globe. For half a century, at least, the U.S. exported more wheat than any other country.
Well, it's a breadbasket of the world. This was called the breadbasket of the world. Kansas was the breadbasket, and still is, of the world. But, there, you know, wheat's grown all over the world now. And
the U.S. is no longer the top wheat exporter, or actually even number two.
Canada exported more than 24 million tons of wheat last year and for the first time beat the United States. So what's going on?
Well, you know, we're really looking at a significant shift in world wheat market dynamics.
Steve Mercer is with U.S. Wheat Associates, an export marketing group. He says farmers around the world, especially in China, India, and the EU, are growing much more wheat than they used to. Wheat is a resilient plant. It'll grow just about anywhere. And even one country that used to rely on American wheat is now outselling the U.S. in the world market.
Russia was a net importer of wheat, and today they're one of the leading exporters of wheat in the world. So that's a good example of the kind of change in production that's happened.
Skyrocketing production has lately been outpacing mounting world demand. U.S. consumers aren't helping any. Concerns about gluten and carbs have kept domestic consumption pretty much flat. And commodities trader Frank Stone sees wheat piling up now.
Well, wheat supply is huge. I think we're going to have another record world stocks of wheat this year.
The stocks are crushing global wheat prices. The strong dollar is making U.S. wheat pricey compared to foreign competition. And wheat has also been left out of the GMO revolution. So people who grow it haven't seen the remarkable per-acre productivity gains that corn and soybean farmers enjoy. Stone says those who can are giving up wheat.
The farmer's a smart guy, and he's going to grow what makes him the most money, and it's getting to be where it isn't wheat. And that's really a good thing because it's an efficient allocation of resources. I mean, we're moving the wheat production to where it's the most profitable for that area, and we're not trying to grow wheat where we can grow something else better.
U.S. farmers pulled some 5 million acres out of wheat production over the last couple of years, capping a 35-year slide in wheat planting.
It's not a profitable game right now. It really isn't.
Back out in western Kansas, John Thamert sees changes coming for the land that's paid his family bills, producing a wheat crop every year since 1908.
No, I love this place. This is where I was born and raised, and my dad was born and raised here. I'm the third generation and probably the last generation because none of my kids want to farm. And
it's hard to turn a profit in the wheat belt these days, but Thamert is pretty sure that farmers will adapt.
And it's really pretty neat. You know, technology changes, but people got to eat, and people always will have to eat. And somebody's going to be there to grow it for them. And it's just a matter of how it's done.
And where it's done. As wheat production spreads around the globe and out of the breadbasket of the world. For Harvest Public Media, I'm Frank Morris.